For more on Spain's troubled banks, including Bankia, which needs about $24 billion in new capital, reporter Christopher Wirth joins us from London. Good morning, Christopher.
Hey, good morning, Adrian.
So catch us up here. Why is Bankia in so much trouble?
Well, first of all, I should say that Bankia is big. I mean, it's Spain's third largest bank, and it's sitting on about $40 billion worth of toxic assets. You know, Spain experienced a housing boom and bust that's kind of similar to what the U.S. experienced. The difference with Spain is that a lot of bad Spanish home loans were made by these smaller Spanish regional banks called Cajas, and they all held so many bad loans that the government encouraged them to merge into a bigger bank, this bank that we're calling Bankia. But the danger in merging several small bad banks is that you can end up with a big bad bank, as is the case with Bankia.
And so when the financial crisis unfolded here in the U.S., Washington spent a lot of money backstopping banks. Is that what Spain is doing here?
Well, yes, in a sense. I mean, this is Spain getting around to doing what the U.S. government did earlier and what Spain has really tried to avoid doing up until now. I mean, the problem is how to pay for it, right? I mean, by all estimates, Spain does not have the kind of money it needs to do this. But I spoke with Javier Diaz Jimenez at IESE Business School in Madrid, and he says most likely Spain is going to need some kind of rescue from its European neighbors.
It will not be a spectacular rescue like the Greek or the Portuguese or the Irish rescues, but Spain will need money from the European institutions to recapitalize its banking system.
But he does think Spain is on the right track with Bankia.
Thanks so much, Christopher.
Hey, thanks, Adrian.